Welcome back, everybody, to Explore the Megillah. We continue on now in chapter 2, skipping a little bit, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud, verse 10. This is talking about after Ahasuerus kills Vashti, he gathers all the maidens from all the lands to pick a new queen, and Esther is taken to the palace. And the Pasuk tells us, Lehigida Esther es ama ves moiladta, ki Mordechai tziva aleha asher lo sagid. That Esther did not tell anyone what was her nation, where was she born, because Mordechai commanded her not to tell. So the question is, why did Mordechai tell her not to tell anyone that she was a Jew, that she grew up in Mordechai's house? Why is this relevant? Why was it so important that she should conceal this as a secret? So in Targum Sheni it says, the reason why Mordechai said this, because Mordechai knew what happened to Vashti. Vashti was killed with terrible punishments. She was executed. And therefore he was worried that if Esther would tell Ahasuerus where she's from, that she's a Jew, and one day Ahasuerus gets upset at her, he won't only take it out on her, he'll take it out on the entire nation, on the entire Jewish nation. So in other words, he was protecting the Jewish nation, knowing the anger of Ahasuerus and how irrational he was sometimes, or many times. So he was protecting the Jewish nation by making sure that Ahasuerus did not know that Esther was a Jew. Rashi says, the reason is Mordechai was actually trying to save her from the palace. Because if she says that she comes from such an important family, from Mordechai's family, which is a descendant of Shaul HaMelech, of King Saul, Ahasuerus would know that she comes from a royal family, and that would be another reason why he should choose her as a queen. And Mordechai was trying to do everything possible to save her from having to marry a non-Jew, and especially someone as wicked as Ahasuerus. However, on that explanation of Rashi, there's a very important question we need to ask. It says in, there's another Rashi, which is on a different pasuk, and it says that every day Mordechai was walking in the courtyard of the house of the women to know what happened to Esther, what will happen to her. And Rashi says that Mordechai felt with Ruach HaKodesh, with divine inspiration, that Esther was not just taken to the king's palace for no reason. It can't be that Hashem should make it that such a righteous woman like Esther should end up marrying such a wicked person like Ahasuerus. It must be that she's there to save the Jewish people somehow in the future. He had some sort of divine inspiration that Esther was there for a reason. If that's the case, how does that fit with the Rashi we just quoted, that Mordechai was trying to do everything he could to make sure Esther does not marry Ahasuerus? If he had some sort of sense that she's there for a purpose, why was he trying to make sure that this doesn't happen? And the answer is that it's true that he had divine inspiration and he had Ruach HaKodesh. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is to follow the halacha, to follow Jewish law. In other words, you can have divine inspiration, you can have some sort of prophecy, but if it's against what it says in halacha, in Jewish law, what Hashem tells you to do explicitly, you follow halacha. We know the concept of Torah loy b'shamayim, Torah is not in the heavens. We're commanded to follow the Torah in a way that we're totally committed, even if someone has some sort of divine inspiration, which seems to be in contrary to what the Torah says, we follow the Torah. This is something which is extremely fundamental to how we rule halacha. There are many stories, there's a famous story in the Gemara, how they did not rule a halacha based on some divine revelation, rather on the way halacha tells us to rule the halacha. This is also shown in a different story. There was a Jewish king called Chizkiyah HaMelech, who decided that he's going to choose not to have children and not get married because he had a prophecy that his child is going to be extremely wicked. And because of that, he was actually punished and he got very sick. And the prophet came to him and told him, you know why you're about to die? Because you intentionally didn't get married and have children. And Chizkiyah said, well, it was a reason. I didn't want to have a wicked child. And the Navi told him, don't get involved in God's calculations. It's true. You may have a wicked child, but there's a mitzvah to get married, there's a mitzvah to have children, that's all we have to do. We shouldn't get too complicated, we shouldn't rely on anything other than what it explicitly says in the Torah, even if it seems that your prophecy or your divine inspiration is contrary to that. And actually what ended up happening is Chizkiyah HaMelech did get married and his child was wicked. But we don't get involved in Hashem's calculations, even if we're privy to inside information. Nevertheless, we do what Hashem says in a simple and obedient way. And therefore, that answers the question here. It's true. Mordechai did sense that Esther was going to save the entire Jewish people by becoming queen. But according to Jewish law, she wasn't allowed to marry Ahasuerus. And therefore, he was trying to do everything possible to save her from that, following the simple halacha, the simple law of what it says in the Torah. Of course, Hashem made it that it shouldn't end up being that way because Hashem's plan ended up being different. But nevertheless, from Mordechai's point of view, he needed to follow simply and obediently what it says in Torah, that if someone gets kidnapped, you have to rescue them to make sure that she doesn't end up marrying such a wicked person like Ahasuerus, she doesn't end up being assimilated, and therefore he was doing that even though he was privy to some inside information that the salvation will come from her sometime in the future. The lesson we learn from this is that when it comes to following what Hashem wants in the Torah, we should never get too complicated or too philosophical that takes us to a place where we're not going to follow what Hashem says. What Hashem says we need to do obediently without mixing in our own calculations, even if those calculations are from divine inspiration, and much more so for those of us that are not prophets and that are not meriting to divine inspiration, for sure we shouldn't be mixing in our own calculations, and we should do what Hashem wants from us simply and obediently. Have a wonderful day.